Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz.
Ooh. Hey, welcome back. Welcome
Thank
back.
Thank you. Welcome back. No. Thank you ever so. Thank you so much. And I am just really hoping that the film gets accepted to the Atlanta Film Festival, because
Ooh.
That would just, well, I submit it. So I kind of thought to myself, well, you know what? I'm not going to even check with Elisa if she's coming. If she was planning on it, she would let me know. And mm-hmm. that is absolutely perfect in a way, because I'm setting the intention for Atlanta, which is not an easy festival to get into. It's one of the best ones in the whole country, but it's what, because I have so many friends there, and it's I love it. So I'm just hoping that we get in. So then you guys have to go see the movie.
Well, yeah. So when is that film festival? I have no idea
I'm
when it is.
Not sure. It's after you're back from all of your. travels. And I know that's around the corner for you. You
right.
have lots of stuff coming
right.
up. Literally.
Yeah.
But I think it's sometime in the spring or something. So we have time.
April 4th through the 14th.
Look at her. See, look at how she's looking things up. She's looking things up.
Girl,
she is on it. Yeah, it seems like, yeah, I didn't do the show on Thursday, obviously. I know you guys did, so I'm looking forward to listening to that show. Hear you guys as an audience member. But before I get into, like, 500 stories, because I have, of course, so many, I wanted to ask you, when are you leaving the country? Because isn't it, like, really, really soon?
Yeah, I fly out on Saturday the 27th.
Oh, wow.
So next week is my last full week of doing shows, and then
uh-huh.
I'm gone for a week.
Right.
And then I'm kind of back for, I could maybe do one of those shows, like on that Tuesday, and then I fly back out again on Thursday in November, like soon after
right.
I get back. I have 5 days. From the time I get back from Iceland before I fly back out again. And then I'm gone for the rest of the month. So,
damn.
Yeah, it's been a little hectic because of that. You know, right before you have to leave town, there's like a billion things to do.
Oh, so
and,
much, always, yeah, yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
still, you know, I'm still trying to run the business and take
right.
care of as much as I can before I go.
Right.
So, and I, you know, I worked both days this past weekend, like I did the weekend before.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Which is good.
It's a lot.
But,
yes.
But it, yeah.
It's a lot.
So,
yeah.
And Anna, I know Anna and I talked about maybe going up to Kentucky on that Friday, but she's still in Alabama. I mean, she's not doing a lot of driving just because and when you listen to the show on Thursday, you'll probably get it. It's just that she's kind of involved in this. Well, she is involved in the transition from whatever she was doing before to
yeah.
whatever
oh, yeah.
she wants to be doing now. And you know, she's been staying with her father, who is in Alabama, and that's about a 5-hour drive.
Wow.
So for her to drive up and then drive another 6 hours.
No.
And then
no,
turn
no.
back around again.
No, we are claiming that you guys are going to be like, oh, it's just down the road a piece. Yeah, we're just claiming that it's going to happen. And yeah, I kind of felt like, you know, Atlanta might happen, and that would be marvelous. And that's what I would like. So yeah, it just all landed. And what's so I want to go back to your travels in a second, but what's so crazy is that I have two good friends that live and work in Louisville. So, right? Isn't that crazy? And they're both very involved in the art scene. One works for the Actors Theater of Louisville, which is one of the most respected regional theaters in the whole country. And the other runs the Kentucky Performing Arts Center. Hello.
Wow.
So we were fine. And I didn't know. Who knew? I have a taste for bourbon. Who knew? That's very dangerous. Who knew? Who knew? But I love
There's
that town.
There's a bourbon trail in that in Kentucky. You can go to all the different distilleries.
Had no idea. Had no idea. didn't have a clue. Had no idea. But what a lovely town. So I think, I'm looking forward. It's really funny. I'm looking forward to listening to the download of the show that you guys did on Thursday, because that's how I find out that's how I get caught up with Anna. So that's going to be interesting to learn. And, we're just setting that intention that the film gets accepted to Atlanta, and then it will be even more reason to visit my dear friends and loved ones out there. So I'm hoping for that.
You put the film in for like the Toronto Film Festival, let me know, because I do want to go back to Toronto.
Okay, good to know. That just passed.
Right. But if I do it for next year?
If I might do, listen to her. Perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know. There's a whole like strategy to the whole festival circuit, and I'm learning, and a lot of people with disposable income, because it can be very costly. I'm being very strategic. I think my thing with my cap is a dozen. People will submit to hundreds.
Ooh.
But yeah, it's crazy. But once the word gets out, then you get invited, like, of all places on God's green earth. Okay, and so you're going to be like, why? But there's a reason for everything. So in all the places on God's green earth, we submitted to the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Wow.
I'll tell you for why. Now, for why is because the documentary subject, Jamie, her mother is from Wisconsin. She has a ton of family. And she knows, but wait a minute. She knows one of the people who adjudicate or run the festival or whatever. Now, festivals, they can be, on the average, I would say, on the average, $50 a pop to submit to.
Mm-hmm.
To submit. Yeah. Unless you get a waiver code. So I'm like, I am not submitting to anything. Get me a code. I got a code. And it's terrible. You can take the girl out of the city, but you can't take the thug out of the girl. Oh my God. Like I had two words the whole time. My private little joke with my friend Jamie, who was in the movie, was say something, like if I cross the street the wrong way or whatever. Say something. They did not know what to do with us. But anyway, going back to you, so that makes perfect sense. And for Anna does not need to be traveling 12 extra hours to do anything. You know, she's rebuilding.
Yeah.
She's rebuilding.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what happens. But it would be incredible, and I know it would just all land. It would just all line up. So, that would be amazing if we got into that. That would be incredible. And So that's exciting. So you have another full week of shows, and then we'll take it from there. And if it doesn't work out with Anna's schedule or whatever, although you're entirely capable of doing a show by yourself, I am not. Ever. Don't want it, not interested, don't talk about it, don't discuss it, don't propose it, don't submit it, don't suggest it. Not going to happen. So we'll base it on Anna's availability. And knowing her, because she's amazing, it's as always. It will be a very smooth.
Because
she'll just slide right in.
She naturally wakes up early, so even though she's in a different, she's now an hour behind us.
Oh, is it earlier there?
Yeah. She's in Central Time Zone. Then it doesn't really throw her off because she's usually up anyway.
She's up anyway. Right.
So she's already been putting around for like, you know, an hour or so. I mean, she's like that. I mean, she's like my dad. My dad is the same way. He's up early. So that's
that
dangling gene that I did not, you know, cultivate.
Something happened with your mother's side of the family.
I'm
right.
I could sleep pretty heavily, which is very dangling-esque, but getting up early?
Not so much.
I will, but it's not a natural thing for me to get up that early. Because I'm usually up late.
Honey, if you don't have to. And I also think, too, it's the dangling gene, and also you just get conditioned when you have children. Even when they get older, you just get conditioned. If you do it for mm-hmm. so many years of getting up early, that I think that's part of it. She has the gene, and that's her predisposition. And she was also a custodial parent for quite a few years. So, But, oh my God, I'm really looking forward to catching up with her, and hearing about your. Well, we probably won't hear about it until maybe you come back in between. So you're doing Iceland, then you're here for like a second, and then you're going to Asia, right? Is it Asia? Where are you going?
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to taking an Asian cruise. It's an Asia to Australia cruise. So it's like we go to Singapore, then Indonesia, and then we go down to Australia for a few stops. So, Yeah, so, you know, packing has been interesting. I mean, I can't even pack everything yet because some of the clothes, like just this past Friday, fall decided to come because it was Friday. It was like cold Friday morning.
Yeah.
And so fall has decided to arrive. And so I was thinking, oh, I'll just wear like basically my summer clothes up until probably the time I leave. And I can pack, you know, I can pack some things, but now it's like I'm in that transitional clothing, and I just have made lists for both trips, but I'm gonna have like those few days in between to kind of change things out and pack a bigger suitcase for the cruise, because for Iceland I'm just taking a backpack, and it's not gonna be that really big ass backpack I took in New York because I have packing cubes now, and even my cousin who let me borrow her backpack for New York said, yeah, that one's probably a little too big for you. I'm like, yeah, you think?
Hello.
So we have a plan. And, you know, the thing is, if you don't pack it, you obviously won't use it. So I'm being very particular about what to take. And we have a plan to do laundry at our first hotel when we're there.
Oh, that's smart.
Before we move to the second hotel. And you know, if not, then if we forget to do it or something happens, I guess we'll all just smell bad, but it doesn't matter. You know, we're there for 7 days. So, you know, we'll, it's cold. It'll be cold up there. So it'll be a little adventure. But I'm obviously I'm excited. The thing I'm trying to keep track of now is just making sure that I'm healthy so that I'm not running myself ragged and then flying and then being tired and then flying again and being tired. So, yeah, I'm just trying to keep track of that. Like later today, I'm taking my aunt to her doctor so she has an eye appointment, but she's with Kaiser. So it's at their facility. And I usually like, if I'm feeling a little weird, I don't want to go inside because there's a bunch of sick people in there. So I'm hoping that she can just check in and I can just be, you know, I'll just hang out in the car because I think it's something that she needs to kind of do, you know, on her own. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, that's good though.
And I'm finding little things I need to get.
Sure.
To prepare and I joined a Facebook group about people who are taking trips to Iceland, and it's run by this expat who used to live in the States and now she doesn't live in Iceland, and I found her blog just in all my little online research things, and And some of it's just common sense, but it's also good to hear, because it's not just Reykjavik, which is where we're going to be spending all of our time, unless we get a wild hair and decide to take, someone decides to rent a car. But I think, you know, this is for all of Iceland, so I don't think she lives in Reykjavik. I think she lives somewhere else. But she's trying to keep tabs on what to do if you're a tourist and all that. So I am excited. Obviously, I'm excited. And there's this need to kind of separate myself from, like, all the responsibilities I have here, just to set it up so it can be taken care of. But
right. No, this is the cutting cords.
The everyday stuff is just what I need to. I'm like, even this past weekend, I've got this one driver. We have a little bit of a history. He's one of those people where he's like, I think he's genuinely a nice guy. He's a little older.
Yeah. Set in his ways a little bit.
He can get a little lazy. I think he's a nice guy, but he can get a little lazy, a little forgetful. Mm-hmm. I think he probably, on his off time, probably drinks a little too much.
Oh, Lord.
He has there's a certain flow to how I do things. And if you're not in the flow, then I'm not going to go out of my way. Like,
nope.
Either you check your email or you don't.
Right.
But that's how I have to.
You will not be
accommodating,
enabling.
Right.
Oh, girl, teach, preach,
right.
Go.
So,
yes, all day.
He's one of those where, we're so busy right now, and he's been asking me if I have any work. And I'm like, well, I do, but I need you to follow through. He's always on that last thread that's like kind of slowly fraying, but he's on that thread where I'm still sending you some work for him, but it's like, I don't like having to have a backup to the backup to the backup. And
no, that's scary.
And so every single time there's always something funky. And like this last time it was explained in a way to me that made sense. I can see where he fell through the cracks, and it really wasn't all his fault. I would say he probably took it for granted that the timing was a little easier for him because everything was kind of close. He lives kind of close to where
anything.
All the pickups are.
Don't assume anything, people.
I kind of like, all right, I gave you another chance. And then this next time, it's like he couldn't get – something was wrong with this. He said, something was up with my phone, and I can't get the itinerary that I sent him like 3 days ago. In the 3 days since then, like even when he found out about it, I'm like, you don't have access to the internet. I mean, I know where he works, and he may not have time to sit in front of a computer. He's not assigned a computer. It's not a desk job. But usually,
find
you're
a way
able
to make it happen. Find a way to make it
to
happen. Not your problem. No.
And I'm out Friday night. My brother and his wife, we go out to have dinner. And they're heading at their anniversary. I think their anniversary is today, as a matter of fact.
Yay.
So they're out in
Hawaii.
Our anniversary
they're today.
Celebrating. it's Thursday.
I'm picking Thursday. Okay, it's Thursday. We're celebrating. Okay, anniversary show special Thursday. Don't know what that means. But anniversary show special Thursday. Okay, go ahead.
So he's my phone has been kind of on a delayed for whatever reaction. Yeah, I'm not getting voicemails until a lot later. So I'm getting them, and this is now 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, and we're eating, and I'm like, what is this? And it's from a number that I don't recognize anyway. So his phone got cut off, his cell phone, so he needed to pay a bill, and
that's why
he doesn't have access to a phone. Right.
Well, that's not your problem. Nope.
So. But it's Friday night, and I know he doesn't have his itinerary, so he has no clue.
Oh, Jesus.
He's like, and I'm thinking, I don't have a backup to this guy because I'm driving already.
Oh, Lord.
So I've got to figure out a way to make it work with him.
Make it work.
And so he calls me early the next morning because I can't even, his phone, when I finally called, like the number I know, I tried that number he called me at, and no one's answering. I'm thinking it was when he was at work. And then I called his number, and it got, you know, the number wasn't working.
Yeah.
It wasn't inserted.
Oh, my Lord.
So I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I think I know what it is. So, but he had to ask me. I wasn't going to offer because I'm like, I don't know your business.
Nope.
All I know is that it's impacting my business. So he said, well, I can meet you at the rental place. You know, I'm ready to go, but I don't know the itinerary. And he's like, is there a way you can get that? Basically, like, do I need to write it out for him? And I'm like, I really don't want to do that. You know?
Nope.
I don't, my printer doesn't work. I'm not printing crap out. I haven't printed anything in like a year and a half. But because I have other ways to get that done. It's called a library, you know? But
right.
I said, well, what? And I'm talking to him earlier. I'm like, what is the situation here? Because that's one thing, if you don't have the directions, I can get you the directions. But if you don't have a phone, how is your client going to get in touch with you? How are you going to get in touch with the client?
And oh, my God,
said,
yeah,
well,
you need
I
the
guess
phone.
I can. I mean, how are you going to know where you need to go? Do I need to write out directions for you, too? I mean, I said, no, what's going on here? Because we need to figure it out.
Right.
You don't have a phone. You're this close to not having any work today because I don't see how you're going to be able to do your job.
Right.
He's like, well, he's like, basically he needed, you know, but $40-something to pay off his, bill.
That's heartbreaking.
And
right.
And he's like, well, could I get an advance on my payment, on my check today? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
All right. I'm like, all right. And so I met him. He went to the bank.
Oh,
he took care of everything, got his phone working.
Good.
But then he forgets to get a receipt for gas, which I'm like, I don't know how he got gas if he didn't have money for
right. Well, it's like a child.
Like,
the thing is, too, this is source.
Yeah.
This is the universe saying, and it's so I can so understand because this is by default hyper dependent. And codependency by default. And it's so funny. You and I, we always go through very similar energy patterns or transitions played out entirely differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I would say with this guy, and then I want to sort of tie it into how I understand the energetic signature to all of this. I would say with this guy, that's it. That's it. You've got to get a backup to him because he's out.
Mm.
He's out.
Mm.
The contract, and if you tell yourself, if you claim that the contract has now expired, Source will understand that you understand, right? Source will acknowledge that you are ready to move through because you have the cognizance and the understanding. So he forgot the gas. He's sloppy. Okay, it's not going to change. Okay, he's set in his ways. And I have another story about being set in the ways because, of course, you know, I had drama at home when I was out of town because, you know, I have like 5,000 stories. So with this guy, he's sloppy. So that's showing a lack of, and that's okay, he's on his path, a lack of integrity and honor. If he doesn't have it with himself, it's how can it reflect to his manager at his job, which would be you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So he took care of, so obviously you needed him to fill that role. You had no real choice in the matter. But I would suggest and hope that that's it, or
yeah.
that it's going to, or you're in the process of phasing him out. To be fair.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get somebody else to take any other
Good.
Available
yeah.
spot.
Yeah, yeah. You're in transition. That's it.
But there's that. As soon as he, you know. I thought I kind of phased him out here because he wasn't really responding to anything.
I remember.
Even text. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So that's fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, he comes back around. Kind of like we have, you know, a lot of the same drivers are in the area. And whether, you know, when they're good, then they don't have anything to do with you. But when they're desperate, all of a sudden they're like,
yeah,
hey,
you're best friend.
You know,
right.
Best friend, what's going on? Why don't we?
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Okay. And like I said, I know he's a nice guy, but you're right, he's sloppy.
Oh.
And so there's.
We don't have time for sloppy. I don't care. You could be
in
nice.
The last, like, three tours, there's been, or two, there's been something odd about it. Like, there's always something, and he knows, because
okay.
I've told him. I'm like, look.
Right.
You know, there's it's usually just with you that this
right.
stuff happens.
No, that's not bad juju.
And,
yeah.
And I told the place, because he works for the place where I rent the cars, and they're the ones that kind of vouch for him, and I know they like him. And I said, look, whatever was going on here, you know, I need to know what's happening, because I need to know if I'm going to keep him on as a driver, to be quite honest.
Well, you're not.
And they're like, oh, you know, and they're like, you know, because they're trying to be protective of him, but they're like, look, you know, I would say it's partly our fault, partly his fault. And they're sort of explaining the situation. There was a lot of confusion, and I'm like, okay. I said, helps me out a little bit.
However,
but then
the
follow-up for him is to have stuff happen, and I'm like, okay, it's just too much.
It's done. And the thing is, he's going to, when you're ready, when you, meaning ready, when you claim to source, I understand, the contract is now up. He'll create his own out. He will create his own out. And it's very interesting because for a solid 5 years with my documentary subject, I knew that I had to earn her trust. And that I wouldn't change anything about anything, and the result is I'm very proud of the work that we did, and that I accomplished something I never thought would be possible for me to accomplish, literally out of nothing. And it's a and I'm happy and proud to say it's a good film, and the fact that we won two awards says that.
Yeah.
But I
congratulations, that's fantastic.
Thank you, honey. And it's very interesting because I saw this post on Twitter from Law of Attraction. It's a person that puts stuff out about Law of Attraction. And what was tweeted was, never push a loyal person to the point where they no longer care. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, of course you care, but that all of a sudden you are allowing to honor yourself. So I could say in my marriage, I could say in certain friendships, and I could say in the hyperdependency that had evolved in the loyalty that I was giving to this person. Right? And she very well knowing that this past year and a half has been one of the most difficult, painful, and to this day, challenging in my life, where I'm about keeping my children alive and moving forward. And it's transition. So I get what Anna's going through. I get all of that. But when there's this hyper dependency where that need overrides your experience, what you need as a acknowledgement of what you have to do, because there's this block, there's this resistance, because if you honor and recognize that, then all of a sudden you don't get all of the source that's coming from that person that's bringing so much light and love and unconditional support. So I said to this girl, and I paid for everything with money I don't have, but I believe in source. It's an abundant universe. I did that very deliberately. I said, you're now out of the nest. I'm kicking you out of the nest. It's time for you to fly. time for you to fly. And she said, but no, I'm going to still have to ask you questions and stuff. And I said, I have to tell you something. Really think twice about what you want to ask me, because what earrings to wear and whatever, when you know, I don't know if my youngest son's going to come home alive. You very well know, I didn't say this to her, but this is where it's coming from. You very well know that I have clinical anxiety and PTSD. It's managed and it's very mild, but I'm trying to hold it together. You know? So stop. And I'm not your mother, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. So I just told her, and I wrapped it up. I said, this is a full circle moment, full circle. This is it, and now it's time for me to be selfish. And I said that to her face. It is time for me to be selfish. That's it. Because it was like, and I love that tweet that came from that law of attraction on Twitter, never push a loyal person to the point where they no longer care. Because that's where we are. That's it.
Yeah.
That's where we are. That was me in my marriage. That was me with this relationship with this woman who, and I knew I had to make that investment. I had to make that investment, and that has contributed to the vulnerability that she shows on screen.
Mm-hmm.
However, wheelchair, no wheelchair, however, the playing field is quite even. And I need to be devoted to my children and to myself. I am not your mother. You have one.
Mm.
And it's interesting because her mother came to pick her up at the airport when we landed, and she said, oh, my mother's going to be here in a half hour. And I said, okay, well, you can wait here. Bye. That's it. Sorry, no.
You're ready. Yeah.
I was ready.
Yeah.
And then she says, oh, well, say hi to my mom. I said, perfect. So her mother did help us a lot with the film, so I wanted to thank her personally. And I said this purposely so that I could be heard in earshot. I said, she's all yours. I'm giving her back to you.
Mm.
And I left. And I felt free. And it's very interesting because when the credits were rolling at the end, first of all, I was sobbing. It just hit me. And I felt so, I felt free. And what's so crazy is somebody messed up on the administrative side of the festival, where in the program, which is quite beautiful, they listed all the films. And for some reason, my hyphenated name is in the program. I'm like, anybody got some whiteout? But the thing, but the point being is, it really was closure. Thank goodness my hyphenated name isn't anywhere else. No one's going to really notice. Not a big deal. But my ex-husband did help with the film. He did contribute some donations to it, et cetera. It's fine. But I felt free. I felt absolutely free. And that's what happens. And I think tied in very differently, but just on a parallel in terms of the energetic signature, that's what it is with people that will take not advantage but will benefit excessively from your loyalty. So, or from your kindness or from your light, whether it's somebody that is working with you, whether it's a family member. Because I know that in a way, you probably can relate on a profound level what I'm talking about with the hyperdependency for simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps with your aunt in some cases.
Right.
And it does take a toll. And it does. And the thing is, we are. Okay, look, that's great that you think I'm just as strong as Wonder Woman, but she's a fictional character. I am not.
Right.
Yeah. Don't put me in that position. don't deify me to vilify me in the same breath. And that was my marriage. That was my marriage. So, of course, it is the first day of the opening for the festival. So what they do is they have one that's the opening film, the film that they're sort of celebrating, and there's like a red carpet. We were interviewed by the press, this, that, and the other. And then they have a screening and a reception where I was introduced to the world of bourbon. Child, they had a signature, honey, they had a signature cocktail that was ginger and bourbon based, but it was mixed so beautifully, you would have loved it. I was nursing it like a baby. I'm like, no, because it's so strong, but it tasted so good. You just need one for the night, and you're good. So, who knew? Just one. You nurse it all night, drink lots of water, and you would get more of a hangover drinking wine. It's weird. It's very weird if you just have one, because you know we're lightweights. But
right.
But before all of that, so we're in our hotel. And we knew that there was going to be lots of pictures taken or whatever, so we knew that was the night that we had to be the most dressed up. So, and the thing is, we shared a room, and we got a room that was, of course, accommodating and accessible, so her wheelchair could fit, and all of this is a big room. And so she's settling in, and she's resting. So you know those face masks that it looks like Jason from Friday the 13th, where it's like a white sheet that goes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said, okay, lay down, and I put her mask on, and it comes in two halves. You have the top half, which is the forehead to the nose with the spaces for the nostril, and then you have like the mouth to the bottom of the face, right? So I do her, then I go, and I have my phone next to me, and I go onto my bed, and I put the top half, I put the halfway through putting the second half, and then text messages where from my youngest son's friend, we can't find him, he's not answering the phone.
Oh my God.
But it's like 4 o'clock, and I knew, I said, it's fine. Now, and I knew it was fine. And the kid's father was on his way to the apartment anyway because he needed to get some tax papers for whatever reason. So, of course, I'm not home. I don't care. But so I knew he was on his way. So I figured, well, his father's going to be there in 20, 30 minutes to see what happens. Now, I'm so used to just dealing with, is he safe? Is he alive? Is he safe? Is he alive? Like, I'm so conditioned for that. I have a very tough skin with this. And I'm like, okay, I know what you need to do, right? So here, this is what we do. So my son's friend, before he spoke to me, and I thought he did the right thing, called the kid's father to say, I'm ringing the bell. He's not answering. But the kid's father was already on his way. So we're going to know what's going to happen in 20 minutes.
Right,
no.
Right.
But let me No. So the bottom half of the mask is like, now it's sliding down my cleavage, because now it's like, okay, now this is not one how one relaxes, okay? So I'm like just frozen, numb, and I'm like cursing and like just, oh, here we go. Can't a beep just chill, because you got to look cute. I wanted to take a bath. I didn't have time to take a bath.
Oh my God.
No. It was all I could do to put a brush through my hair, slap on some lipstick, and put on my dress. And thank God I knew what I was wearing and I didn't have to. But what would have been like an hour and a half to just luxuriate into getting ready, I had like 10 minutes. Because I was dealing with all this.
Oh my God.
Okay. And I'm like, of course. Right. Of course. And my older son was at work because he's the greeter at Tiffany's, so he's trying to get extra hours. Okay, so we're dealing with this. So one would think you would just wait 20 minutes, you go in, you'll find out. No. So because the kid's father got the call from the friend, he took it upon himself to call security.
Oh, my gosh.
So now it turns into Law and Order, SUV, SEU, whatever it is, SEU. Okay, now it's an episode of Law and Order. Okay, So the kid's father is on his way. I'm on the phone with my kid's friend, with my son's friend. Security shows up. Okay, now it's an episode of Law and Order. They tell my son's friend to wait in the hallway. They use their keys, and they're looking in the apartment. Now, mind you, this is like 4:30 in the afternoon. It's not like it's 2 in the morning.
Right.
He's a kid.
Right.
He's 13. So I knew he was at one of his friend's house or beans, whatever, McDonald's. It's nothing, right? So then I hear it. So security told my son's friend to wait in the hallway. I'm like, oh, my God, let's just build it up. Cue music. Let's just build this BS up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear my son's friend go, oh, beep. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, why are you saying that? Why? And I'm on the phone with the mask that's now, like, on the floor, okay? And I got slime on my face. I'm like, why are you saying that? He's not home. I said, okay. I said, put security on the phone. So talk to security. I'm on a business trip. His father's on his way. It's early. It's fine. Thank you so much. I'm like, let me make these people go away. So they leave. I have my son's friend wait in the apartment. Then the kid's father shows up. So my son's friend was great, calls me with update, very responsible. I love this kid. He's like a son to me, and I'm so grateful for him. Calls me up with an update, and he goes, yeah, his father's here. I said, give him the phone. So he takes the phone, and of course, nothing new with the dynamic of when we were married. I said, this is what's going to happen. Okay, I said, it's not even 5 o'clock. I'm sure he's with one of his friends doing whatever. If you do not hear from him by 8 p.m., and I knew he was gonna come around before then. I said, if you don't hear from him by 8 p.m., then you need to call the police and report him as a missing child, because as adults, it's 24 hours, but with children, it's pretty much whenever you feel that child is missing. And I knew, and I wasn't even nervous. I was agitated, but I was not nervous at all. But I said, wait until 8 o'clock. So then he goes, and this sums up my marriage so beautifully, my former marriage. He says, what's the number for the police? I said, 911. This is good. I said, 911. Hold on, let me get a pen.
Oh my.
Okay, wait. Okay, I got a pen. 911. I said, that's the number. And he went, oh, okay, bye.
Okay.
Because he thought 911 was the area code. So I said, I hope they have alcohol at this party. I had 10 minutes to turn myself from, you know, sweatpants, no makeup, slime on my face. What, 10 minutes? And you saw that picture of me and Jamie. We looked hot. So that was insane. And then we're like, oh, there's the red carpet. Oh, we're being interviewed. Oh, we're getting our picture taken. Come. We have 2 signature cocktails. I'm like, I would have, thank you. Yes, that and a bag of popcorn, please. Yeah. And then halfway through the opening film, I got a text at 7 that said 2 words, and it was from their father. He's home.
Oh,
and I just wrote back, thank God. And I went on to enjoy my evening. And what was so cool, because we were feeling ourselves, we were, especially just all that craziness, really nice party that they threw at the Muhammad Ali Center, which is where our film screened and where they had lots of parties and things like that. But they had a DJ. And Jamie, my subject for the documentary, is a wheelchair dancer. We were dancing salsa. She was in the chair, and that bitch was leading me, okay? Yes. And that was the highlight. That was the highlight. They did not know what to do with us. That was the highlight. But what, yeah. Yeah, and there's 100 other things that happened. I just gave you highlights for that one day.
Oh, my God.
That's just highlights. Yeah. What's the, so now that's my joke. What's the number? That's my joke. That story, that's my marriage right there. What's the number?
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, you couldn't make that up. What's the number?
Let me get a pen.
Well, yeah, that was his nickname. So, anyway, let me get a pen, said. Let me get a pen.
Oh, wow.
God bless him. Poor thing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He means well.
Would you have a hand raised, by the way?
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, God. That's crazy. Anyway, congratulations, though.
Thank you.
With all of it. All of
thank
it.
You.
And
thank
finally
you.
Getting a chance to enjoy yourself and you know, and just enjoying the, you know, the fruits of your labor, you know, and seeing how all that pans out. So hopefully, hopefully you will be in Atlanta. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be
great. Let's just have a prayer circle. Next time you go to Lolita's for like the moon meditation, put it in there that Liz's movie gets accepted to Atlanta, so we can go. So I can
That'd
go be,
awesome.
be with my people. Shoot. All right, let's take this call before we say goodbye.
Yeah, this is the last call. All right.
Okay, if last call, only
415. Hello.
Hi. Hi, it's Jessica. I just wanted a card, like the usual.
Okay.
Very quick and easy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Would you like fries with that? No, let me just get on the let me just get on the database. Hold on. I'm loading it. All right, give me half a. All right, I'm ready when you guys are. Okay. The number associated with this message is 414. Oh, this is very nice. Okay. Connecting to a community and being inspired to serve and support is not only a wonderful opportunity for discovery, but also a love investment. I'll read it again, 414. Connecting to a community and being inspired to serve and support is not only a wonderful opportunity for discover, but also a love investment. 414. That's nice.
Yeah, and that number in the middle, that's the one, that's you. And then what's interesting is that those two fours on either side. So you're someone that is, you know, about making sure your ducks are in a row, and a four is definitely that kind of energy. But what's interesting is it even looking at it, it's balanced. I mean, it's meant for you to be in balance. So what you put into, say, your community is also what you'll get out of it, and vice versa. So it's interesting that you having a plan or some ideas and some, you know, something to work on and work with is what's going to lead you into extending that out to your community. And also, that's how you're going to be able to receive it. It's almost like when you actually do get your ducks in a row, whatever that means for you, then it means that you're that the flow then works both ways. That the people that you need to get in touch with that also have their ducks in a row, that's why you can vibrate at that same level. You'll be able to see them. They'll be able to see you, and that's how you connect. When you add up all those numbers, you know, yeah, it's nice, isn't it? When you add up all those numbers, it's a 9. And that is about this bigger picture of letting the universe unfold and letting it flow the way it needs to, without you having to do a lot of stuff. You know, there's just like a receiving of it, of trusting and receiving, going on. So allowing for that flow really starts with you, because that's why you're in the middle of that, all of that. And it's just saying, you know, like, you just keep doing your thing, keep doing your work, keep making your plans, getting it organized, and then seeing what is around you that is responding to that, and allowing for that to work its own magic. Because, you know, like when you're putting, they're showing me Legos. So it's like when you're putting Legos together, you can create whatever you want, but you can't make them like fit in a weird way. Like either they fit or they don't. Either they click together or they don't. So there's not a lot of effort or overthinking of this unless you really want to make it that way. it's just, you know, you create it, and you know it fits, it stays together, or it looks really wonky, or, you know, it's like there's like a lump under the carpet, you know, like there's something there. What is that? It's all the stuff you're like trying to sweep away. It's like you have to either get it, you know, get it smoothed out, ironed out, cleaned out, or you leave it and you trip over the little, you know, little lump, you know. So there's just little things that you don't need to be tripping over yourself for. You can just let it do what it needs to do. Let you do what you need to do. You take care of you, and you realize that other people will respond to that, just like you respond to people who are doing the same thing. Because you can kind of get through all the mess of what other people are trying to do, and you see what they're trying to do, and you see it, you can appreciate it. Like, okay, I see the work you're putting into that. And even if that person isn't happy right now with where they are right now, they know they're working towards something. And hopefully what you get is the determination and the excitement that they have in what they're doing, even though they haven't received the gift yet or reached that goal yet. That they're happy about what they're doing because they know it's they're that much closer, that they know it's on the way. And that's the sort of energy and vibration you want to work from, because that inspires you to continue doing your work, even if you're not necessarily reaping the benefits right now. It's the long game, you know, and you having the patience to do your work, continue to do your work, and to enjoy the gifts that come from just being there every day and doing what you love. Those are important highlights to kind of hold on to, because there'll be plenty of obstacles that will throw you off your game a little bit or maybe discourage you. But when you are around other people who are just as inspired and just as passionate about what they do, you realize, oh, you know, I got to keep going. I'm not going to give up on me. I'm not giving up on this. There's too much invested, and I actually enjoy who I am because of this. I'm enjoying what's coming from me because of this. And hopefully that's what you get out of it.
Mm. Cool. Thank you. Everything right on point. Yeah. So perfect. Great.
Good.
I'm ready to go off and go out into my day.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
I appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Take care. Yeah, that was a good message. That was a really
good
message.
That was a really good message all day.
Yeah. I like that. So that's just a nice number set, that 414. You think, oh man, 414, but yeah, I mean it's a labor of love and a love of labor, but it's
right.
It's meant to kind of get you grounded so that you can continue moving forward. I mean honestly, when I was thinking about those numbers, I was thinking about you and your film and all the stuff you had to go through. All that it takes to create something like this,
and then
to present it, and to, you know, and then, you know, the whole process, like you applying for you know, film festivals is like, you know, for students applying to like graduate schools,
yeah,
or even
exactly.
just colleges, because you know a lot of times I'd say with colleges you may put a little more into it because you know you want to have as many options, but then when you get to grad school you kind of have to be smart about it because that stuff ain't cheap, and
no.
And yet there's still some people that will have just as many graduate school programs that they're trying for, and you know it can be very daunting, and they have
yes.
to be strategic about it. But now that they've done it one time with college, with undergraduate, they do have to be strategic about it. So they have to go through that whole process, and that's what those fours are about. It's just this process, but it's a process to get you to the next level, and.
Right.
And if you're not feeling inspired, you got to really think about why you're doing it. You know?
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's such a pure place of creative expression. It's the purest part of yourself. It would be in that aspect. And this is why doing the show and giving readings is the purest part of yourself, and I think that's why. I mean, this is sort of leading into this Thursday being our it's 8 years, right? Our 8 year,
yeah.
Geez, wow, girl.
Yeah.
Our 8 year anniversary special, where it's having a pure place for the most sacred part of who you are. To not be encumbered by stories and drama, just a safe, safe space. Such a beautiful part of everyday life. We've been doing this show for, we've done well over 1,000 shows, I would imagine. Easily. That's beautiful. And it's very therapeutic. It's very healthy. I'm very happy about that. And just an anchor in all the chaos. I mean, I was doing shows from hotel rooms when I was displaced. Craziness.
Right.
What the? Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Yeah. So to have everything sort of come full circle, and I think with you, you have like these incredible travels where you are going to have energetic expressions of source, what you see in nature, the spark and the sparkle in the eyes of your parents, the laughter. And the thing is to just enjoy that because it's sacred. Like any time I spend with my mother, it is so sacred because we don't know from tomorrow. So that you have that beautiful expression of energetic exchange with your parents, connecting to nature, literally wonders of the world. How beautiful. And I think it really prepares you to honor that energetic signature that's in you. And it's not dormant. It's just obscured. And that's okay because that can be easily uncovered by choosing to allow yourself to be loyal to you. And that's it. And to kind of train others, those with hyperdependency, and that you know if you're ready, they're ready. So
right.
Do you understand? It is a reflection. So when I had my little speech with my documentary subject, she got this. That's it. But the mentorship is over.
Right.
That's it. We're done. It's over, and you can fly out of the nest. Fly. You can fly. That's it. Your aunt can fly too.
Right.
It doesn't mean we're abandoning anybody, but it means we are connecting to ourselves in a more direct manner.
Right.
Right. It's not a faulty connection or the plug is halfway in, half out. No, we plugged it all the way in. That's it. Ethernet. Boom. In there, done. That's it. Does that still exist? Ethernet? I have no idea. But you know what I'm saying? Direct.
Yeah.
That all day. Wireless, whatever. I got a router, whatever. Right. Whatever that is. Yeah. That's it. And that's having the strength and the confidence and the knowingness, just the awareness that it's time. That's it. So you can communicate, you can state how you feel, and then you can walk away. And it doesn't mean abandon. You can walk away into your life instead of being in the wings just in case.
Right.
Just in case they need me. Do you see that? I can really personally relate to that because it's again identical for me in terms of that shift. That just in case I'm going to be in the wings. No. Those days, just in case I'm going to be there for myself for a change. How about that? Let's see what
Thank
that.
You.
Let's see. Yes. Let's see what that's like. Oh no, I can say this to you because I'm saying it to myself. And you and I—that's the beauty of it. Completely different scenarios, same energetic path of self-connection, awareness, and love. And on that note, So look forward to our special that we're not going to plan for. We're just going to say, "Ooh, it's a special." Okay, Thursday, because that's how we roll. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show, Anniversary Special Realness, this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time, celebrating 8 years of readings and laughter and tears and crazy pop culture references and all sorts of craziness. Wouldn't have it any other way. Wouldn't want to host with anybody else. You're my girl. Love you so much. And
love you too.
Love you too. Oh my God. And as always, to brighter days ahead. And let the light. I know I always catch myself. I like. Well, we're gonna actually merge the two, and let the. Yeah, I'm gonna keep the two. Gonna keep it. And let the light do the work. I think that's our new sign off. We're gonna merge them. Okay. And let the. I don't know. And let the light. Do the work. Laughing at me. Love you.
Love
until
you
Thursday.
Too,
bye. Bye, Silly. Bye-bye.